Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
8:47 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Checking in right now, courtesy of the Maryland Sports Commission Fan Hotline. From Baltimore Baseball Tonight, Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick. What's up, Mike?
Rob, how are you today? I like coming into Tom Petty. I'm a big fan of his.
There you go. Well, Joe knows that. Joe's the music maker.
Big fan of Mary Jane, too. So
now, before we get on to Orioles business, we were talking about this situation before the break. The Rockies bring in Kyle Freeland, pitcher, to pitch run in the 10th inning. Freeland comes in on a pass ball and breaks his arm, and now he can't pitch for you. I'm sorry, Mike. Under no circumstances am I running a pitcher in that situation, unless the pitcher got on base himself.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, isn't it? I mean, we go through all these incredible rules and changes to protect players, and here we go, having a pitcher run. Get rid of the, pitting in the National League just to have all DHs to protect the pitchers. And now you get him out there to run and he breaks his arm. Hey, yeah, it's pretty crazy. And I don't know. I think there are some pretty hypocritical things going on in the game today. But that's too bad for that young man, right? I mean, his career and to lose this kind of time.
Yeah, they said he would never got hurt if it weren't for that damn pitch clock.
There you go.
Hey, Mike, what about Cedric Mullins' catch in center field? I told Rob, I just got a message from someone, said they were driving their kid to practice last night, and he was watching it and said, oh, my God, and they were so mad that they missed it. So, Sam, appreciate that message. But, I watched it on repeat, and the headline had read, one of the most amazing catches, and I'm watching it going, I expect Ced to make those catches because he always does. You know, he's just that good of a defensive player.
No, I agree. I agree with you, Jeremy. He's a special defender, that's for sure. And one thing I've always admired, and it's fun to kind of take note of this too, when you compare him to other outfielders, his first step is right on line. So analytically, he's as clean as any outfielder I've seen. His lines, his pursuit angles to the ball. A lot of outfielders you see, they might get a good jump on a ball, but there's a little banana move to try to make up for lost ground on the ball, and that costs some stuff. Cedric's lines to the baseballs are just incredibly clean. He has great anticipation, and of course his athleticism is off the charts. I mean, that ball is, he's going away from home plate, so degree of difficulty is very high right there, but he's playing some really good baseball. I love to see it. He seems a little bit more relaxed, not pressing at all, and that's on both sides of the ball. But I think Oriole fans have come to expect him to make those kind of gold glove caliber plays out in center field.
Here with Mike Bordick from Baltimore's Baseball Tonight. Mike, looking at the beginning of your career, you struggled. First 250 at-bats, batted about 224 before you broke out in your third year, batted 300, a couple of 250, 260 seasons. Jackson Holliday, if you could talk to him right now, what advice would you have for him?
Oh, just keep working, baby. I mean, really, that's what it comes down to. And I think most of these guys understand that it's your preparation that you really have to hang your hat on. he's proven himself through the minor leagues. He's a polished young man. He brings his lunchbox to work every day, and he does hang his hat on that work. And I think the hits are going to start to fall. I think his want is a little bit higher than just relaxing and playing, like just mentioned about Cedric Mullins. Cedric's in a good, relaxed place right now with his game. And I just think it's human nature to try to do just a little bit more maybe than you're capable of, or want to do more than you're capable of. And I thank you so much. It's kind of humbling for you to mention my name and my early struggles in my career. But just recently, I mean, Adley Rutschman didn't start off very hot, right?
No, Mike, I thought your advice for him was be like, I don't know, cow pig testicles or something.
Eat some more testicles.
That's what I thought you were going to say. Yeah. I didn't know you were going to go down this path.
No, I think everybody should go carnivore, to be honest with you, but that has nothing to do with the game.
Hold on. My favorite thing about Mike is that every time you bring up testicles, he makes sure he changes to the carnivore. Just so you know, he's eating other meats, too.
You went
off. You gotta go nose to tail, baby. And testicles are all part of it.
I didn't know Mike was gonna go all baseball philosophical on us. I thought he was just gonna say, "Hey,
I'm texting my wife. You gotta go nose to tail."
I can simplify as well as anybody too. If you want to go that route, I'm right there with you.
Isn't it weird that he never let a ball get by him during his playing days, and now he's still not letting a ball get by him? Hey, Mike. as we talk about this Orioles team, like, do you have any concerns about them? Because like they've been at times inconsistent hitting, and I think there's the give and take with that, depending on who you're playing, the weather and all that. You know, the bullpen, is there anything that you're a little concerned about right now?
Well, I think initially I was a little concerned about the bullpen, but it seems like they've kind of stabilized here in the early going, which is nice to see. I hope and pray Kyle Bradish gets back and John Means gets back to help really solidify the rotation. It was a little concerning last night that Brandon Hyde took Cole Irvin out of the game, you know, after 4 2/3. I worry about that kind of stuff because especially a guy like Cole Irvin, I think Tyler Wells too, that maybe they haven't gotten off to the best starts. To be able to come away with a win just psychologically is huge in those kind of situations. And, you know, the Orioles had an okay lead at the time, and I think it would have done wonders for Cole Irvin and his confidence to be able to finish that inning off and say he got a W beside his name. I know nobody really pays attention to the wins and losses, but psychologically I think that would have gone a long way for a guy like Cole Irvin. And then you look at, I mean, all the pitchers that had to be used to close out that game. But I think they look pretty good. I like their depth. You know, I know there are a couple struggling hitters right now. You already mentioned Jackson Holliday, but Austin Hayes might start to get a little concerning right there. But I think they're a well-balanced team. I still think it's early on in the season, and we've yet to see the Orioles' best baseball.
You know, it's funny, Jeremy. When we used to have the pig roast down south when I lived down there with my uncle, mm-hmm. when it was done, everybody came with a plate. I got a feeling Mike would just come with a fork. He's eating everything.
Or his hands out. How big's that pig?
I love that oink. You know that.
Mike, when are you going to be back on Baltimore baseball tonight?
I used to say that on Friday nights, too. Anyway.
I think the end of the month, man. I'm missing it. I really am. I'm glad I get to do these hits with you guys, kind of keep me engaged. But, yeah, I think I'm on at the end of the month and the start of the next. So, looking forward to that.
That's Mike's nice way of saying he appreciates getting his balls busted every time he comes on the air with us. He never thought in his playing career he'd have to do this at some point of his life.
Mike, thanks a lot, my man. Talk to you next week.
All right, good talking to you guys. Have
thanks,
a good day.
Mike.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild.
Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.